This is a Novell Open Audio special edition for all GroupWise customers, once again revisiting the daylight saving time issue. Welcome to Novell Open Audio, the podcast that connects the Novell user community with what's going on inside and around the Novell universe. I'm your host, Ted Hager.
And I'm Aaron Quill. Today we've got the GroupWise guys back in the studio with us to talk about the daylight saving issue and how they've worked out some cool things to help out GroupWise customers.
Yes, we do. Now, if you don't know what the daylight saving time issue is, there, of course, is a recent legislative change that happened that has shifted when daylight saving time happens. If you want to know how that affects your software, we've covered this in two other episodes, so we're not going to go into it deeply here, but we will link to it from this show's notes. So you can find the previous GroupWise announcement as well as the show where we covered this in our News from Support segment.
The important thing is this issue is going to hit anyone with any collaboration software. So if you don't have GroupWise, please go out and research what you have to do on your system, because it is going to be different on every system. But everybody who's doing collaboration within their company is going to need to do something to address this problem.
Absolutely. So today we actually have in the studio with us to tell us some of this news about what's going on with GroupWise and what can be possible in the very short term future. We've got Ken Muir, Director of Engineering over GroupWise. Ken, welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks for coming in again. Well, it's been a little while since we've had you on the show, and we'd love to get a larger interview with you, but I understand that you have some news for us about developments that have happened within GroupWise for handling some of this daylight saving time change issue.
Yes, Ted. My team has heard overwhelming response back from our customers, basically asking for, you know, even more help than we've already provided, along with, you know, some of the documentation that our technical support people have put out and some of the blogs and other podcasts that my team has done. We pulled back together the engineers a few days ago and did some more brainstorming, did some more looking into what we could possibly to facilitate this even better. I mean, we knew in the past when we looked at this that it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to do a 100% foolproof solution. But what our customers were telling us is, you know, even if it's not foolproof, you know, just assist us more than the manual steps that you've provided. So what we've done is, even though the manual steps that we have outlined, and anybody, as Aaron said, regardless of your platform that you're using, of your collaboration software, or whatever you're having to do, whether it's even a church calendar or whatever, you need to, during this period, you need to scrutinize those appointments very, very carefully. You know, whether you've patched your systems or not patched your systems, everyone needs to take a little bit of prudence and, you know, look at their appointments and to make sure that they're correct. As far as the utility, so what my team, the smart engineers on my team, have been able to determine is there are certain clients out there, for a specific example, the 6.5 Windows client or later, we realize that it has stamped all appointments with a time zone definition. So what we're able to do is we've realized that a large majority of the appointments that are created in the system, we can make the determination whether or not that is now off because of the change, and we can adjust those appointments automatically for the end user.
So there is like a time delta or something that you could, with some software, you could actually detect the time delta between when it got stamped with Universal Time Coordinated and when it got stamped with the local time?
Well, it's like that, but it's more deterministic to the GroupWise system itself. But suffice it to say that we believe in a large majority of the appointments that we can determine if they're wrong, and we can go ahead and fix them. Now, there are other clients that can create appointments within your GroupWise system. Those also do not have this indicator that enables us to make the appropriate adjustments. So this utility, what it is for the administrator, they're very familiar with GW Check. Okay. What it will be is it's an option to GW check. First, it can be run in one mode where it says only fix the ones that you are absolutely certain are wrong. Okay. That's one option. Okay. There's a secondary option. Okay. What that option is to force all appointments that have been created before a certain date to automatically be adjusted. Now, this is important because...
That's just appointments that are in this three-week window coming up this spring, or that one-week window at the end of the period.
And next year, and a year after, and a year after.
Okay.
It's important to understand that by giving it this date, so for those administrators who systematically attached all of their Windows machines on a certain date, that's the date that they can give this utility, and they can, with a high degree of confidence, the utility can go, and any appointment that was created prior to that date on an unpatched system will be adjusted.
That's cool. So they could also go and try to find out when Microsoft rolled out the automatic system update for that fix.
Or if they have like Zenworks patch management or something like that, they'll be able to say, we rolled that patch, because Microsoft didn't make it a mandatory patch or a critical patch update through their system. I don't think
until last Friday.
Last Friday, last week.
And actually, I just left my office and saw Apple just release theirs today.
Okay, so that's why it's a great option. You can just say, you know, just patch everything from this date on. Another thing it's important to understand is with the GW Check utility, if you have a post office that is running on Windows or running on NetWare, it's actually GW Check running on Windows. You just attach to the post office and run it.
It's the client-side GW Check that you're running.
Yeah, it is. Well, no, it's not the client-side. So, okay, let me point that out. This only needs to be run on the back-end post office agents. This does not need to be pushed out to all the clients, so that'll help the administrators greatly. What I was referring to before is the utility runs remote. You launch it on Windows, but you connect to the NetWare post office agent or a Windows post office agent. You run the utility. If the post office agent is running on Linux, you run the GW Check right from the Linux box. So, you know, that's typical of any time that our administrators use GW Check.
So is this one of those things then that you have to do per POA or post office agent that you have? You're going to have to go to each one of those and run it at each one of these across your entire group-wise system?
Yes, you need to go to every post office agent and run this against it. We're trying to get some time estimates on how long this will take per post office agent, but it's hard to know. It's basically based on the post office size.
And does it shut down the post office during that, or can this be done live?
No, it can be done live.
You've come a long way from what we last saw with end users. We're going to have to do all their appointments, groom through those. Now you think you can get a good number of these. Where are the caveats? Where are the places where you think it's going to break down in users besides just their time sliding where they're available in the day? Where are the other things that they might have to do manual intervention?
Well, so again, as I mentioned before, there's wisdom in everyone. All IT administrators should tell all of their end users to scrutinize heavily all of their appointments during that period. One thing that we are going to do to help is we're going to create a folder. This is done via the same GW Check utility that's being run. We're going to create a folder that everyone will then see in their client that has listed all the appointments that hit the affected time. And so thus, the users don't have to understand the time zone legislative change. They can just look. The administrator can say, go look at all the appointments that are in this new folder. And the folder will have, we'll publish the name, but it's going to be time zone something. You know, we're working on the actual name. But they can go into that folder and scrutinize from one point of view and know what appointments might have a problem.
And that's just going to be my appointment. So when I log in, I'm just going to see Aaron's appointments that are within that time window, right?
That's correct.
Very cool.
Is that shown for the appointments I've sent as well as received? So I'll see any appointments that I've sent out so I can correct any appointments that I may have sent that got crunched.
It's only things that show up on your calendar, current calendar.
But if it's an admin assistant, it's possible that he or she might not see the appointment that she set up for somebody else.
That's correct.
Okay, so the tool sounds like it's going to get a lot of stuff done. We know that there are still things that can't be done through web access and things like that, which doesn't give the timestamps. But it sounds like you're a lot closer on it, Ken. When will the tool be out? Because I think a lot of GroupWise administrators are going to be really eager to put this thing into place and allay the fears of their upper-level management and various people around their organization.
Yes. So first off, some of our big customers are helping us test the tool. It's coded, mostly done today. It'll be completed tomorrow. We have some large customers that are going to help us in their QA efforts. We're also going to roll it out internally in IS&T, Novell IS&T. So we will try it first on our own system, along with, you know, the testing that my team does. We're targeting March 1st, which is Thursday of next week, to have this tool available. We're confident that we can hit that date.
Great. What about the future? Because when we were doing all the research for this, I found out this is only a temporary 3-year kind of trial period.
Yeah, it's a given that somewhere in the future, the legislative again will decide that they need to do something to spend their time up on the Hill, and they'll make another change, and we'll have to deal with that. What we're doing, though, is so in Linux, they are storing the previous time zone definitions. I think they've been doing that for quite a while now. In Windows, likewise, and I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's in one of the latest support packs, but I know it's in Vista, where they're also doing the same. So Banzai, which is the next release of GroupWise, which ships later on this year, it will automatically check the difference between the two time zones and be able to detect if something shifted off or something's changed, and basically adjust the appointment automatically. So we're confident that we're not going to be having this podcast again a couple years from now.
So you're future-proofing the product.
Well, I'm really trying to avoid having to do another podcast with you, Ted.
I can understand that.
And I've just got one additional comment for our listeners out there. When you're going through and you're evaluating all of your different desktops to make sure that they've got the new DST patch, remember about your handheld devices. I know that's one of the things we have to do internally is now all of our guys carry either BlackBerries or Trios or some device that remotely syncs emails. Make sure you're also patching all of your handhelds because they're going to have the exact same issue.
Oh, yeah. So you have your handhelds. What about your HVAC controls at home? Now your heater's coming on at a different time. What about your automated lights that come on at certain times? I mean, they're all going to be off an hour during this three-week period.
So, Ken, in closing, how will people get the tool? Where will it show up and when?
Okay, the tool will be available, again, as I said, before March 1st, which is next Thursday. It'll be available on download.novell.com. Our support, Novell Technical Services, the various forums, we're all in this together. We're here to help you as a customer. We're willing to do whatever it takes to help you out and to, ease the burden of this with you, and we'll get through this together. I think I personally believe that when it's all said and done, after that we hit the three-week period, I think that we'll get through this fine. We have anxiety now, but I think we'll be good.
And that means that our listening audience, who are GroupWise administrators, who are still listening to you on this, they'll get to see you at BrainShare, because that happens right after this three-week period.
They will. They will see me at BrainShare, and hopefully we're all smiling.
All right. Ken, thanks very much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you.